On this day, the church celebrates in the Gregorian calendar the feast of St. Margaret, Queen of Scotland, patroness of Scotland. St. Margaret's father was one of the princes of Scotland, but he had to flee and go into exile. And so she spent her very young youth in the court of her aunt's husband, St. Stephen of Hungary. And as a result, again, we see that when there is a saint in one family, there are usually other saints. And birds of a feather flock together. And so she received the most wonderful education in the example of King St. Stephen. In the meantime, her father was recalled back to England, and under one of their relatives also, St. Edward the Confessor. But in 1066, a date which you all should know, William the Conqueror invaded England, and at the Battle of Hastings, defeated the English. And right before then, St. Edward had died, so he had not been under the power of a foreign power. But nevertheless, St. Margaret's parents and she had to flee for their lives. So they went to Scotland, where King Malcolm III received him into his court. By this time, St. Margaret was coming of age, and King Malcolm asked for her hand in marriage, and she was married to him there in Edinburgh. Her life was very tumultuous. There were persecutions and battles and so forth, like all the good saints have. Her husband and her son were killed in a battle with insurgents. And then while they were pursuing her and invading her castle in Edinburgh, she herself died. And so she ended her life in 1093. She ruled over Scotland for 30 years, and her main concern was orphans and widows, as it is in the sacred scriptures. And everyone who knew her loved her and loved her charity and her kindness towards all. It is said that at the moment of her death, and of course she had grown old and wrinkled, like most people do, and at the moment of her death, her face changed and she looked young again, as she had been when she had first come to become Queen of Scotland. So today, the Scots and all the church praises this great pearl of great price, for that is what the name Margaret means, pearl. And so she is indeed the pearl, a pearl to her family, a pearl to England, a pearl to Scotland, and a pearl of great price to the whole church. May she intercede for us and intercede for the conversion of Scotland once again to the Holy Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.